I buy these dog boots. Marconi wears these. He's got giant paws as it is. So I know that he's an extra large. Mm-hmm. And usually on the dog boot thing, it says it goes by breed. And even though he's 96 pounds or 100 pounds, wherever, you know, whatever he weighs these days, he still is usually a little bit larger because he's got these big giant paws, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been buying him these dog boots for years. I know he's an extra large. So I just thought, you know, let me try a different brand just because they're a little easier to put on. The Velcro's a little easier.
Mm-hmm.
So I buy them and they show up. I wish I would have kept them just to show you, but we were laughing so hard and my boyfriend was going over to the UPS store today anyway, so he brought them back. But they were gigantic. They look like a stocking that you would hang for Christmas. They were so big.
So too big for the dog.
Too big for anybody. Like, I put it on my foot and it came up to like almost up to my knee. It was like all the way up my shin. I was like, what dog do they think this is for? And the thing is, he's got four paws. They sent me two of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what am I supposed to do with
Are you sure
boots?
You bought dog boots?
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you buy dog boots for your dog, do they send somebody over to your house to check and see if you're stable?
No, the problem is in New York City, we always need dog boots for two reasons. One, because in the summer, the streets get way too hot and it hurts their cute little paws.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of dogs are very sensitive. My dog is very sensitive, so he has to wear boots when it's really, really, right. really, really hot. Otherwise, he goes out there and he's like, you know, his paws, like he can't put them down. Same thing happens in the winter. That salt that they put down on the ground,
mm-hmm.
that salt is the same thing where it's like it gets in their paws and he has to pick up his little paw because it hurts too much, you know.
So there's not a knock on the door. And the state's not there to see if there's any kids that they need to take away from you.
No, I'm just saying, like, I bought some. I looked at it online. I did what you. I do my research. I like I said, I've been buying dog boots for. He's 11 years old, so I've been buying dog boots for 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that these boots showed up and they were gigantic.
Does the dog need more than one pair of boots?
No, he does, because when you're a big dog like him and you're mm-hmm. walking around New York City streets, they wear down. Just like our shoes wear down. The bottom of the shoes start to wear down.
So every time you take the dog out, you put boots on him or shoes?
Only when it's super, super, super hot, or when there's ice on the ground or salt on the ground because it snowed.
Okay.
And the other day it was super, super hot and he couldn't even put his feet down on the ground. So I had to put him in boots.
I'm afraid to ask. Are they designer?
No, they don't. Look, if they make designer dog boots, I don't know about them.
Okay.
I mean, if they
like
had
Jimmy
them, you
Choo
know,
dog boots.
They make children's designer boots, but I don't think they make them for dogs yet. At least not the ones that I would ever buy. No, I mean, it's for dog. I'm not going to spend $1,000 on a pair of dog. It's $34 for four boots, usually.
Okay.
So this was, you know, so I paid about $30 and I got two big giant. They're not even boots. I mean, I was like, should we save these for Christmas and put them on the mantle and like, like stuff our stockings? Like, what are these even?
And that's the great thing about Amazon. If you buy something on Amazon, it is so easy to return.
Well, not anymore, because now, because of lockdown and because of how busy Amazon is, mm-hmm. now you have to have a really good reason.
Oh, really?
Otherwise, they charge you for a return now. Have you seen this?
No, maybe because you return so many things. I returned something the other day. It didn't work. It was the easiest thing I ever had to do. I mean,
no, because it didn't work. You had to give a reason, right? You had to say why you were returning.
Right.
Okay. So you gave a reason that was legit. But if you buy something and decide you just don't want it, you have to pay the return now.
Well, you shouldn't buy it if you don't want it. Why would you buy it?
Because when it showed up, you were like, I don't really want this anymore. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. You have to legit say, like, it doesn't fit or it's broken. You mm-hmm. need to give it a good reason now. Otherwise, you have to pay, I think it's like $5 for $8 for some. My girlfriend just paid $8 for a return at Amazon.
Okay, so you've actually bought things on Amazon. They come to your house and then you change your mind. You don't want it no more.
No, that hasn't happened to me. But like,
okay.
Like we buy food sometimes and the cans will show up dented. but like badly dented. Like,
yeah, that's defective. I'm just saying,
right.
you get a jacket and you go, I don't really want that jacket. I'm going to send it back. Have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah, a million times, but mostly because stuff doesn't fit.
Like me, if I buy something locally, like at Target or Walmart or whatever, I will not take it back. I hate taking things back. I mean, it's got to be really broke for me to take it back, to go stand in line. But now with Amazon, it's so easy. I want to buy things.
Yeah, right. You just download the thing and then they scan it at the UPS store. It's so easy.
You don't even have to repack it.
No, right. You just bring it as is. You're like, here, take this.
I actually told the lady at the UPS store, I was like, this is amazing how great this is. Yeah, so.
I said that to our UPS lady, and she goes, for you. I was like, oh, is this a pain in the neck for you? She goes, it's all we do all day is just returns from Amazon.
Okay.
Like, sorry you don't like your job, but I was trying to be friendly.
Yeah, that's kind of what you do, so.
Yeah. But I guess but you know what? She's a purist. She started working at the UPS store because she was interested in packaging packages and then putting it on a scale and sending it out. And, you know, she doesn't want people from Amazon showing up, you know, people who were returning things from Amazon showing up with, like, you know, here's this sweater. She doesn't want that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because you can just take the sweater and take it to them and they'll ship it back for you. You don't even have to pack it. That's the great thing.
Yeah, they don't do it happily. At least not at my UPS store.